Welcome to this demonstration of VO Lab, and that's VO as in voiceover. And this app is a training app to teach someone how to use the gestures in voiceover. Of course, voiceover being for your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, i.e. all your iOS devices. And the main aim of this VLab training app is for teenagers and or adults versus the other app from the same developer called Ballyland Magic App, which is for younger children to teach them how to use voiceover. All right, so far I've currently got my iPad turned on with voiceover, and I've just completed downloading the VO Lab app from the App Store, and I'm currently still in the App Store because I want to let voiceover that I've currently got running on my iPad to read out the description of the app to you. So let me just do a two-finger rotate around to headings.
Language, headings.
And I'm going to do one finger flick down to get down
VO
to
Lab,
description.
Heading, iPad, heading, description, heading.
And voiceover gesture, I'm just going to do a two-finger flick down to let it read out the description to us.
Description, heading, VO Lab. A great app to learn the basics of voiceover and get you on your way to using your iOS device. VO Lab is an educational iPad game designed for people who are blind or have low vision to learn touch gestures and concepts of voiceover. Apple's built-in screen reader on iOS devices. The app is both entertaining and educational, and provides beginning learners of voiceover with opportunities to gain the required foundation skills to use the iPad or iPhone independently. In the different levels of VO Lab, you follow the instructions of a strange professor in his chemistry laboratory, in preparation of an experiment with fictional chemicals, producing amazing sounds. VO Lab for iPad is self-voicing, with clear, spoken instructions and audio feedback. Because voiceover is not used, you can safely explore and develop voiceover touch gesture skills interactively, without the risk of unexpected and unwanted outcomes. Risk-free, hands-on learning in a gamified learning environment with fun sound effects, that's what makes VO Lab a unique voiceover tutorial. For young children with visual impairment, the acclaimed Ballyland Magic app is more suitable to learn voiceover skills. Features. Bullet doesn't require any previous experience with voiceover. Bullet audio-based learning with high-quality sound. Bullet uses built-in speech instead of voiceover. Bullet voiceover accessible before start of game. Bullet designed for use with iPad. Bullet active, hands-on learning. Bullet safe, supportive and fun learning environment. Bullet clear and bright images. Bullet proven concept. 12 plus, made for teenage and adult learners. Made for the young and young at heart. Recommended for learners between 14 years of age.
I'll stop it reading there. I just thought that was funny with the age range 14 to 114. That was pretty cool. So I could start the app from the App Store with the open button towards the top of my screen. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to press my home button.
Nine tips.
So I'm just going to ask Siri to open up the VO Lab app for me. I'm going to hold in my home button. Open VO Lab.
To open
VO Lab.
Stage
VO
1.
Lab.
Preparing.
Please turn
button.
Your device around so that the home button is on the left or right. This app uses self-voicing menus for accessible navigation. You need to turn off voiceover when instructed. When you want to leave the app, turn voiceover on again, and press the home button to close the app. Flick right/left through the buttons of the self-voicing menus, and double tap to open. Inside the stages, you can use double tap in the bottom right corner of the screen to return to the main menu. After you next turn off voiceover, swipe up to turn the accessible navigation on, swipe down to turn it off. You can only do this here at the main menu. Or to hear this text again, do a flick gesture up, with two fingers. Turn voiceover off now and swipe up to turn on self-voicing menus.
Okay, so a fair bit of information there, but basically, if you've got voiceover toggled on and off via the accessible shortcut option, i.e. settings, general, accessibility, access shortcut, and that's where you can press your home button 3 times to turn voiceover on or off. And of course, you could also use Siri to turn voiceover on and off as well if you wished. So I'm going to press my home button 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Voice over off.
And I'm going to do a 1-finger flick up on the screen as directed to turn on the accessible talking menus.
Self-voicing of menus, turned on. Main menu, flick right left through the menu items with 1 finger and double tap to open. Stage 1, preparing, button.
Okay, so this is now purely being self-voiced now through the app itself. This is not VoiceOver running. So that was stage 1, preparing. And I flick to the right, 1 finger.
Stage 2, practicing, button.
Stage 2, practicing, flick to the right again.
Stage 3, the lab book, button.
Stage 3, the lab book, flick to the right again.
Stage 4, the experiment, button.
Stage 4, the experiment. Now I flick to the right one more time.
Stage 4, the experiment,
button. It's going to repeat because there's no more options remaining on the screen. Flick back to the left, 1 finger.
Stage 3, the lab book, button. Stage 2, practicing, button. Stage 1, preparing, button.
Activate an option, it's 1 finger double tap. I'll do that now on this one.
Stage 1, preparing. Level 1, finger drag, button.
So I've got level 1, finger drag, flick to the right, 1 finger.
Level 2, finger drag and slow double tap, button.
So level 2, finger drag and slow double tap, flick to the right again.
Level 3, lab tap song, button.
Level 3, lab tap song, flick to the right again.
Level 4, finger drag and fast double tap, button.
Okay, finger drag and fast double tap, flick to the right again.
Main menu, button.
Okay, main menu, flick to the right again.
Main menu, button.
And of course we're hearing it again and we can't go any further. The two ways of getting back to the actual main menu from these sub options is, if I come down to the bottom of my screen, on the right hand side of my iPad screen, I'm going to finger double tap.
Self voicing of menus, turned on. Main menu, flick right left through the menu items with 1 finger and double tap to open. Stage 1, preparing, button.
Okay, and we've landed back on the preparing stage 1 button again. Or 1 finger double tap.
Stage 1, preparing. Level 1, finger drag, button.
And if I flick to the right.
Level 2, level 3, level 4, main menu, button.
And now double tap.
Self-voicing of menus.
I've achieved the same thing again by just
menu,
flicking
flick
to
right
the menu button
through the menu items
and double tapping
with
on it.
1 finger and double tap to open. Stage 1, preparing, button.
Okay, now I'm not going to go through everything in the app, so let's have a look at stage 1. So double tap on stage 1.
Stage 1, preparing. Level 1, finger drag, button.
And let's practice finger drag first. So 1 finger double tap.
I am the professor. Welcome to the VO lab. In this unusual non-scientific lab, you will need to follow my instructions to undertake a unique experiment of which the outcome is unknown. I have selected some nice chemicals for you.
Explore the screen. Finger drag with 1 finger to find out where the chemicals are. How many can you find? You have to locate and listen to each chemical at least twice before you can get to the next level. You can start when I say now. Now.
So I'm going to touch towards the top left-hand side of my screen. And I'm going to grab my finger across.
Here is hesitone.
Okay, so it said here is hesitone. Now I'm going to drag my finger right across the screen.
Here is tictonite.
That's tictonite. And I'm probably a couple of centimetres down from the top of my iPad screen. Remember it, it's in landscape mode. Keep going across.
Here is Bamium.
And that's Bamium. All right, so I'm going to drag my finger back on the same plane.
Here is Tictonite. Here is Hesitone.
So I'm going to drag my finger straight down below Hesitone.
Here is Splashonite.
There's Splashonite. And drag my finger across the screen,
here
same plane.
Here is Poponium.
And there's Poponium. If I keep going across, tick, tick, there's no more there, okay?
Here is Poponium.
So I'll just drag my finger back to Poponium. I'm going to go straight up from
here
Poponium.
Here is Tictonite.
There's Tictonite. So I'm now a couple of centimetres down from the top of my iPad screen in landscape mode. Drag my finger across and we'll hear Bamium again. And then we should have completed it.
Here is Bamium.
Oh, no, because we haven't done Splashonite. So I'm going to go across.
Here is Tictonite.
Come down.
Here is Poponium.
And go to the left.
Here is Splashonite.
And Splashonite. There we go. Done everything twice.
You have finished level 1. You can go to level 2 by touching the screen when I say now. Now.
Okay, so we can touch the screen to continue to the next item, or I can one finger double tap at the bottom
These
of the screen.
These chemicals are back. Such fun with unexpected
So
attributes.
I've just pressed one.
Now you know where each chemical is, check each of them out. Finger drag to find each of the chemicals again, and then double tap on the screen to open. You need to activate each chemical at least twice before you can move to the next level. You can start when I say now. Now.
Okay, so this is finger drag, and then now one finger double tap to open each one or activate each chemical. So, top left-hand side of my screen, a couple of centimetres down.
Here is hisatone. Double tap to open.
Okay, so hisatone, one finger double tap. Ew.
Here is hisatone. Double tap to open.
One finger double tap again.
Here is hisatone. Double tap to open.
Finger down, dragging across the screen.
Here is tictonite. Double tap to open.
Okay, there's tictonite. Double tap to open. One finger double tap.
Here is tictonite.
That's a cute one.
Double tap to open.
Double tap again.
Here is tictonite.
And
double tap to open.
Keep dragging my finger across the screen.
Here is bamium. Double tap to open.
So bamium, one finger double tap to activate it. I like that one.
Here is bamium. Double tap
and
to open.
And of course again.
Here is bamium.
Okay,
double tap to open.
I'm going to drag my finger back on the same plane horizontally back across the screen.
Here is tictonite. Double tap. Here is hisatone. Double tap to open.
So I found hisatone. I'm going to drag my finger down the screen.
Here is splashonite.
There's
double
splashonite.
Tap to open.
One finger double tap. Oh, my iPad's
Here
got
Here is
wet.
Splashonite. Double tap to open.
One finger double tap again.
Here is splashonite. Double tap
and
to open.
And I drag my finger across, same plane.
Here is peponium.
There's
double
peponium.
Tap to open.
Double tap.
Here is peponium. Double tap to open.
There we go.
You have finished level 2. You can go to level 3 by touching the screen when I say now. Now.
Okay, touching the screen.
In the VO lab, precision is essential. Use the lab tap song to get your timing and speed of the double tap just right.
Tap the screen in the same rhythm as the tap tap in the song. Keep your touch light so you can't hear your tapping over the music. Listen closely to find out how many times you need to get the tap tap right before the song ends to get to the next speed.
10 times.
To start the song, touch the screen when I say now. Now.
Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to do the first session of the lab tap song, and then I'll quit out of it and go back to the main menu and then choose level 4 in stage 1. All right, so here we go. I'm going to tap the screen.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Lab tap.
So it's slow tap.
We're going to do the tap.
Tap. Tap.
A double tap, a
tap.
Tap.
Tap. And of course I'm doing this with my finger, I just missed
you
that one.
You can do the tap. Tap.
Oh, I'll do it again.
Join me with a tap, tap.
That's better.
We're mixing with a tap, tap. A compound with a tap, tap. First is a tone, tap, tap. Then tick tonight, tap, tap. Now bamium, tap, tap. And splash your night, tap, tap. And peponium, tap, tap. That's the compound, tap, tap. We'll do the tricks, tap, tap. And make a mix, tap, tap. What will it be? Lap, tap. We'll have to see, tap, tap.
There we go.
Your score is 12.
Oh, good.
Well done. Now try to do it a little bit faster.
Tap the screen in the same rhythm as the tap-tap in the song. Keep your touch light so you can't hear your tapping over the music. Listen closely to find out how many times you need to get the tap-tap right before the song ends to get to the next speed.
10 times.
To start the song, touch the screen when I say now. Now.
Okay, and of course you heard the ding sound every time I got the tap-tap sequence correct, and no sound when I didn't get it correct. So as I said, I'm not going to go through the rest of these sessions for the lap-tap song. I'm going to go back to the main menu, so I'm going to double tap at the bottom of my screen on the right hand side.
Self-voicing of menus, turned on. Main menu, flick right left through the menu items, with one finger and double tap to open. Stage 1, preparing, button.
Okay, stage 1, preparing again, one finger double tap.
Stage 1, preparing. Level 1, finger drag, button.
So I've done that level, finger drag, flick to the right.
Level 2, finger drag and slow double tap, button.
Finger drag and slow double tap, flick to the right again with one finger.
Level 3, lab tap song. Button.
That's the lab tap song. That's what we were just doing then. Flick to the right again.
Level 4, finger drag and fast double tap.
Okay, button. Finger drag and fast double tap. So double tap on that one to activate it.
Don't panic, but I may have left 4 additional chemicals on your counter.
Finger drag to explore, and then use a quick, light, one finger double tap. Double tap and open each of the 9 to complete this level and move to the next stage.
Mm.
You can start when I say now. Now.
Okay, so I've got an extra 4 chemicals, so 9 in total. Okay, and I'm going to go to the top of my screen, the left-hand side, a couple of centimetres down.
Hissatone. Yes, double hissatone. Tap to open.
And it said we had to activate each one twice. So I'm going to double tap on hissatone.
Hissatone. Double tap to open.
And double tap again.
Hissatone. Double tap to open.
And drag my finger across, same
tick
plane.
Tick tonight. Double tap to open.
Yes, tick tonight. One finger double tap.
Tick tonight. Double tap to open.
And again, one finger double tap.
Tick tonight.
And
double tap to open.
Drag my finger across, same plane, going through on the
Bamium.
iPad screen.
Double tap to open.
There's Bamium, one finger double tap.
Bamium. Double tap to open.
Double tap again.
Bamium. Double tap to open.
Okay, back to the left now.
Tick tonight. Double tap to open.
That's sort of the middle of the screen, going across to the left, same plane.
Hissatone.
Double
tap to open.
Then I come straight down from hissatone.
Splashonite. Double tap to open.
Splashonite. One finger double tap on splashonite.
Splashonite. Double tap to open.
Double tap again. And
splashonite. Double tap to open.
Go across, same plane to the right.
Peponium. Double tap to open.
There's peponium. Double tap.
Peponium. Double tap to open.
Love that
Peponium,
sound.
Peponium. Double tap to open.
And cross to the right again.
Cracklerite.
Ah.
Double tap to open.
Cracklerite. One finger double tap on cracklerite.
Cracklerite. Double tap to open.
Double tap again.
Cracklerite. Double tap to open.
Okay, so we've done 6. And I'm going to go back to the left again.
Peponium.
Yes,
double
peponium.
Tap to open.
That's the middle of the screen, if you like. Going back to the left again.
Splashonite. Double
splashonite.
Tap to
so
open.
The last 3 should be under this one. So coming down underneath splashium.
Blobber. Double tap to open.
Okay, now blobber is a couple of centimetres from the bottom of the iPad screen. Again, remembering it's in landscape mode. So let's see what blobber sounds like. Cool.
Blobber. Double tap to open.
Double tap on blobber again. Very cool.
Blobber. Double tap to open.
Okay, so I drag my finger straight across the screen, same plane.
Ringin. Double tap to open.
That's ringin. Double tap. Ah, pretty.
Ringin. Double tap to open.
Double tap again.
Ringin. Double tap to open.
I might do that a third time. So nice to hear it. Very pretty.
Ringin.
All right, so go across
open.
To the right, same plane.
Bounzine. Double tap
Bounzine.
To open.
So this is our 9th one now. One finger double tap. Oh, cool.
You have finished stage 1. You can go to stage 2 by touching the screen when I say now. Now.
Okay, so I can double tap at the bottom of the screen, or we can go to stage 2, which I believe is practice. So let me do one finger tap on the screen.
Let's do a quick check of the 5 main chemicals.
Use the one finger right or left flick gesture and move through the chemicals from left to right and then back. Make sure that you don't miss any. You need to flick to each chemical at least twice before you can move to the next level. You can start when I say now. Now.
Hissatone.
Okay, so it's already on hissatone. So I'm going to flick off it to the right.
Tick tonight.
So I flick to the right, flick back to the left.
Hissatone.
We're flicked off and flicked back to hissatone. Now I'm going to flick to the right again.
Tick tonight.
There's tick tonight.
Bamium.
Bamium.
Splashonite.
Splashonite.
Peponium.
Peponium. Now it said 5, so I flick to the right one more time. We're not going to go any further because that's it. So flick back to the left.
Splashonite. Bamium.
And there we go.
You have finished level 1. You can go to level 2 by touching the screen when I say now. Now.
Okay, so level 2, stage 2. Tap the screen.
Ah, I have a feeling that the chemical's energy level is rising.
Flick through the chemicals again. This time, double tap to open each of them. You need to flick to each chemical at least 2 times before you can move to the next level. You can start when I say now. Now.
Hesitone. Double tap to open.
Okay, so hesitone, one finger double tap to open. And we need to do
hesitone,
it twice.
Double tap to open.
Double tap again.
Hesitone, double tap to open.
Flick to the right.
Tick tonight. Double tap to open.
Double tap.
Tick tonight. Double tap again. Tick tonight. Double tap to open.
Flick to the right.
Bamium. Double tap to open.
Bamium, double tap to open.
Bamium.
Again.
Bamium. Double tap to open.
Flick to the right.
Splashonite. Double tap to open.
Splashonite. Double tap to open. And double tap again.
Splashonite.
Flick to the right again.
Peponium. Double tap,
double tap to open.
Peponium.
Double tap. And that should be it. Beautiful.
You have finished level 2. You can go to level 3 by touching the screen when I say now. Now.
Okay, let's go to level 3, touching the screen.
Strange. Even the other chemicals in the lab seem to become agitated. Just do a quick check.
Use the one finger right or left flick gesture to flick through the 9 chemicals. Double tap to open each of them. You need to flick to every one of them and double tap to complete this level and go to the next stage. You can start when I say now. Now.
Hesitone. Double tap to open.
Okay, there's hesitone. One finger double tap to open.
Hesitone.
And one
double
finger
tap
double
to
tap
open.
Again.
Hesitone. Double
and
tap to
what I'm
open.
Do now, I'm just going to flick to the right and double tap each one twice to get to all 9. So we're on hesitone. Flick to the right.
Tick tonight. Double tap to open.
So, tick tonight. Double tap. Double tap. Flick to the right.
Bamium.
Double tap. Double tap.
Bamium. Double tap to open.
A bit too fast, Mr. Impatient. Double tap. Beautiful.
Bamium. Double tap to open. Splashonite. Double tap.
Double tap.
Splashonite.
Double tap. Beautiful.
Splashonite.
Peponium should be next.
Peponium.
Beautiful. Double tap.
Peponium.
Double tap.
Peponium.
To the right.
Cracklerite.
Cracklerite. Double tap.
Cracklerite.
Double tap again. Flick to the right.
Blobber. Double tap.
Double tap.
Blobber.
That sound.
Double tap.
Double tap.
Blobber. Double tap.
Again.
Ringen.
Ringen.
Double tap.
Double tap.
Ringen.
Double tap.
Ringen.
Flick to the right again.
Bounzine.
Double
tap to open.
And this should be the last one. Double tap. Double tap. Oh, no, didn't let me do it twice.
Stage 2. You can move to stage 3 by touching the screen when I say now. Now.
All right, so it looks like I'm going to do the whole app demo this way. So I'm going to keep going as I'm actually enjoying myself. So let's go to stage 3, tapping the screen.
Now go ahead and browse through my old lab book with all my special notes and quotes.
That's my Mac talking in the background, by the way. That's the time.
The experience will add to your skills. Whether the content will as well is something you will need to find out for yourself.
Use the flick gesture to the right and the left with 3 fingers. Move through the book from left to right and then back. Try to change the direction of the flick on different pages for some experimental changes. You need to flick to and from the first and last page at least twice to move on to the grand experiment. You can start when I say now. Now.
Page 1.
Anyone who has not made a mistake has not tried anything new. Albert Einstein.
I like that quote. Okay, so let's try a 3-finger flick to the left.
Just 2 drops of hesitone.
Beautiful. 3-finger flick to the left again.
A chemical may sound like this.
Three-finger flick to the left again.
Always add Bamiyam very, very slowly.
Probably not a bad idea, actually. Flick to the left again with three fingers.
Page 5.
When a distinguished but elderly scientist states that something is possible, he is almost certainly right. When he states that something is impossible, he is very probably wrong. Arthur C. Clarke.
Good old Arthur C. Clarke. So flick to the left again with three fingers. And because we've got that sound, I'll do it again. We can't go any further, so let's go back to the right. So flicking to the right with three fingers.
Splasionite and peponium can get very messy.
Flick to the right again with three fingers.
A chemical may sound like this.
Three-finger flick to the right again.
Just two drops of hissatone.
And again, three fingers to the right.
Page 1.
Now the compound in the test tube is green.
Ooh. And flick to the right again, what happens? Okay, we can't go any further. Let's go back to the left again.
No more than 2 grams of bamiyam.
Keep going to the left.
A chemical may sound...
Left again.
Splasionite and peponium.
Left again.
Page 5.
Any sufficiently...
Left again. Three fingers. Back to the right.
Hissatone and tick. A chemical. No more.
Page 1.
Now the compound in the test tube is red.
Ooh. There we go.
You have finished stage 3. You can move to stage 4 by touching the screen when I say now. Now.
Aha, stage 4. Let's go. Tap on the screen.
It's time to do the experiment.
Beautiful.
Follow the correct steps and things may turn out all right. Use the hissatone first. Listen closely to what you need to do.
Explore the screen. Finger drag to where the hissatone is. When you find it, do a quick, light, one-finger double tap to add it to the beaker for the experiment. You can start when I say now. Now.
Okay, now let's see.
Hissatone. Double tap to open.
Found it. And one-finger double tap to open it.
The
or add
hissatone
it.
Is being poured into the beaker.
Oh.
Then stirred.
Beautiful.
What is that smell?
Yeah, probably my guide dog. No, sorry, guide dog.
It bubbles. Now the beaker contains hissatone. Whew. Okay, that was step 1. Now, it has turned a bit slimy, but I think that it will be safe to add titanite.
Now flick right with one finger and then double tap to add the titanite. You can start when I say now. Now.
Okay, so I've got to do a one-finger flick to the right. Now, before when I was finding the hissatone, I was literally just dragging my finger around the whole screen to find the hissatone. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Tick tonight. Double tap to open.
And double tap to open. All right.
10 milligrams of tick tonight are added to the hissatone.
Whoa.
It seems to start giving off heat.
It does.
Now the beaker contains hissatone and titanite. Well, step 2 is done. So far, so good. Now add the bamiyam to the hissatone and titanite.
Now flick left with one finger and then double tap to add the bamiyam. You can start when I say now. Now.
Okay, so this time I've got to flick to the left with one finger, so I'll do that now. Flick to the left one finger.
Bamiyam. Double tap to open.
And one finger double tap. Ooh. They didn't let me do a double tap. Oh, it was just playing the sound. Sorry, I just got distracted. All right, so one finger double tap.
All the bamiyam goes into the mix in one go. And...
Ooh, didn't sound too good.
Ooh, that was surprising. This is a bit tricky. Time to add the splasionite to the bamiyam titanite and hissatone.
Now flick right with three fingers to add the splasionite. You can start when I say now. Now.
This is quite fun. I wonder what's going to happen next. Now flicking to the right with three fingers.
Whoa! Well, when the splasionite is added, the mix gives off a laser beam. Yes, it is still going all right. Oh, here it is now, the final step of the experiment, where we add the peponium for the mix of splashionite, bamium, tictonite, and hissatone. Time to find out what will happen.
Now flick left with three fingers to add the peponium and complete the experiment. You can start when I say now. Now.
Okay, so I flick the left with three fingers.
The peponium is added. The mixture seems to come alive. Wow, that was magic. Thank you.
Touch the screen to start the app over again.
Touch the screen to start the app over again. So touching the screen with one finger.
Self-voicing of menus turned on. Main menu. Flick right left through the menu items with one finger and double tap to open. Stage 1. Preparing. Button.
And of course you can go into each one of these stages and do it all over again. So, for example, we didn't actually really read the other stages except stage 1. So let me flick to the right to stage 2.
Stage 2. Practicing. Button.
So stage 2 was practicing. Double tap on that one.
Stage 2. Practicing. Level 1. Single finger flick right and left. Button.
So level 1 was one finger flick left and right. Flick to the right again.
Level 2. Single finger flick and double tap. Button.
Single flick left and right and double tap. Flick to the right again.
Level 3. Single finger flick and double tap. Extended. Button.
Okay, that's extended. One finger flick left and right and double tap.
Main menu. Button.
And there's the main menu. So I'm going to double tap on main menu.
Self-voicing of menus. Turned on. Main menu. Flick right left through the menu items with one finger and double tap to open.
Now let's see what happens when we go into stage 3.
Stage 2. Practice. Stage 3. The lab book. Button.
Okay, so stage 3 is the lab book. Now because these didn't have any levels, let's see what happens when we go into this particular stage from the main menu.
Stage 3. The lab book. The lab book. Button.
Yep, so I've got the lab book button to double tap on to start using it, and then flick to the right again.
Main menu.
And we've got the
button.
Main menu. That's cool. Double tap on that one.
Self-voicing of menus turned on. Main menu. Flick right left through the menu items with one finger and double tap to open. Stage 1. Preparing. Button.
So stage 1. Preparing. Flick to the
stage
right.
Two,
stage 2.
Stage 3.
Stage
3. The lab book.
The lab book. And
stage
4.
The experiment.
The experiment.
Button.
Let's see again what happens when we double tap on the experiment.
Stage 4. The experiment. The experiment. Button.
Excellent. So I've got the experiment button.
Main menu.
And main
button.
Menu. That's lovely. Fantastic. All right. Double tap on that one to go back.
Self-voicing of menus. Turned on. Main menu. Flick right left through the menu items with one finger and double tap to open. Stage 1. Preparing. Button.
And of course, as the instructions at the beginning, I can now turn VoiceOver on with my home button 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver on. VO lag. VO lag. Please turn your device around so that the home button is on the left or right. This app uses self-voicing menus for accessible navigation. You need to turn off VoiceOver when instructed. When you want to leave the app, turn VoiceOver on again, and press the home button to close the app. Flick right/left through the buttons of the self-voicing menus, and double tap to open. Inside the stages, you can use double tap in the bottom right corner of the screen to return to the main menu. After you next turn off VoiceOver, swipe up to turn the accessible navigation on, swipe down to turn it off. You can only do this here at the main menu. Or to hear this text again, do a flick gesture up with two fingers. Turn VoiceOver off now and swipe up to turn on self-voicing menus. Landscape.
And of course now I can just press my home button to exit the app.
Tips, double tap
okay,
to open.
And I'm back to the Tips app on my home screen and my iPad. So that completes this demonstration of a full go-through, as I said I wasn't going to do at the beginning of the demo, of the VO Lab training tutorial to teach children, teenagers and adults how to use VoiceOver by doing a bit of an experiment, i.e. gameplay, and learning how to do the one finger flick left and right, double tap, and three finger flick gesture left and right as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.